Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Do you have any questions or comments you'd like to share? Let's continue the conversation over on Instagram at Empowered Expansion Podcast. See you soon. Today, I'm going to share the specific journaling technique I used to transform my mind. To go from being worried, feeling like I was lazy and capable, habitually doing these things, habitually noticing everything that was wrong with me, habitually being insecure, habitually noticing everything that was wrong in my life, to habitually noticing everything I loved about my life, about myself, noticing everything that was going right, just walking down the street and being hit with such gratitude in my heart for all the beauty in my life. I say habitually because it's not like I was intentionally making sure I was thinking positive things about myself, nor was I intentionally thinking negative things about myself. Our mind likes to go on automatic. It's very habitual. So this is one of the strategies I use to really transform the base of how my brain worked. How fun. Let's get started. So first, let's talk a bit about journaling in general. Journaling can be a very powerful manifestation tool. For example, you can do scripting where you write down like a journal entry from the future when you've already accomplished something you're wanting to accomplish. We're going to talk about that in detail in another episode. I love that technique. It's also an incredible way to, a word in Spanish we use is desahogarte, to like word vomit, let everything out, get the storm out of your brain. That's another great way to use journaling. And also it's a great way to just write down your thoughts and in the process, slow down your mind because you're having to go at the rhythm at which you can write with your pen. Now, I do think journaling can work against you. And I'm going to share why right now with a very personal experience, what happened to me. So when I first started my journaling habit, it was a part of this new morning routine I was doing. And my goal was just to write for 10 minutes. I didn't really know what I was doing. So, and I have so much compassion for this Sabri. But at the time when I started my journaling habit, my mind wasn't this like beautiful, positive, lovely, wonderful place that it is now. My default was definitely a lot more worry and like yuckiness and insecurity. So I kind of accidentally developed this habit where every time I started writing down or just journaling, I would just write down everything that was bothering me, everything that was wrong, everything that made me feel yucky and bad the day before. Now, I do believe there's a time and place to let out your negative thoughts or do a brain dump, a word vomit while journaling. But when you're habitually doing this or doing this very often, you can start to create a habit to where you start to journal and your brain automatically, it's like, okay, what's my job right now? Oh yeah, to remember everything I don't like. Okay, and it just starts to bring all of that up almost in an unnecessary manner. By the way, guys, if you hear guitar in the background, I may be able to edit it out, but I'm going to keep going. My neighbor's playing the guitar. We're going to keep recording. So through reading and everything I was learning, I started to notice like, whoa, maybe the way I'm journaling right now, writing down everything I don't like about myself or my life and everything that's wrong, it's not really having a positive effect on anything. Plus, you guys know, I preach this thing of what you focus on expands. This is not to bring some toxic positivity. You do not need to be positive all the time. I'm simply sharing a strategy on how you can change the overall default of your mind. Okay, guys? So instead of just writing down whatever I felt like in the moment, I started to, every morning for 10 minutes, use this specific journaling strategy. It's these six things. I'm going to have it in the description of the podcast. So right now I'm just going to go over them in detail. And then don't worry if you want to apply this, of course, I definitely invite you to. It's going to be on the description of the podcast. Number one, I would make a little gratitude list. At least five things I'm grateful for. And actually, on days where I'm feeling a little off, or actually now, days where I just do it for fun now because it just feels good, I'll go way past five if I can. It's so fun, especially when I try to get myself to write like 20 or 25 things I'm grateful for. It's so fun because once I'm done writing those 25, my brain is just still throwing me more and more things that I'm grateful for, because what you focus on expands. So number two is writing down the best thing that's happened in the past 24 hours, adding detail, adding emotion. This is so powerful because you, by doing this every day, just a simple little practice, a few minutes, you start to train your brain to notice and note and remember things that you like about your life, things that you like that happened. Can you imagine how much more fun it is to have a brain where you wake up or you're just going through your day and it's reminding you of amazing moments from the day before or things that you're grateful for? This has such a compound effect on your whole life, and it starts with this simple habit. Last thing I want to say for point number two, the best thing that happened in the last 24 hours, you do want to try to get into the detail and the emotion of it. Because that's really going to help you start creating the habit of maybe not just like barely noticing what you like about your life or the best thing that happened in the past day, but really like feeling the emotion and reliving it by writing out those details. The third thing I would do is I would write down everything I'm doing. Well, not everything. I would write down things I'm doing right. This was my strategy to counteract my brain, which at the moment was just telling me everything I was doing wrong. Like, I would go to sleep and my brain would just start making a list of everything I messed up with, everything I missed on my to-do list, everywhere I was falling short. So what I started doing is during my journaling practice, I even would do this in morning and night when I was really trying to transform my brain. However, if you can only do it in the morning, it's still going to be super powerful. I would write down everything I'm doing right. Many years later, I no longer live that much in the realm of right and wrong and good and bad. I've expanded way beyond that, which we can definitely talk about in another episode. So now I would maybe write this category as things I'm doing that I like. However, do as you please. The idea here is that when you start writing down these things and noticing them, what you're doing, quote unquote, right, or that you like, what you focus on expands. This is going to really transform your self-concept, your self-confidence, the way you look at yourself. Because imagine like having a friend that every time you hang out with her, she's telling you what you're doing wrong or every way you're falling short and things you're doing that aren't good. It would honestly not be fun to hang out with her, and it would feel pretty like blech to hang out with her if she's constantly noticing all of that, right? Even if it's not all the time, if she does it a few times a day, it's like, bro, why are you being so like such a downer and annoying? You don't really make me feel good. Now imagine another friend that in a very loving way just constantly reminds you and points out things that you're doing that are wonderful, that are contributing to you, that are contributing to others, and acknowledging you. Wouldn't you way prefer to be with that friend and hang out with her? And wouldn't she make you feel so much better and maybe even be a huge support to you and creating your goals? So this is how you can look at the way you talk to yourself. What kind of friend do you want to be? The one that's constantly like pulling you down and making you feel bad? Or the one that's constantly uplifting you and you feel so supported and ready to create what you want to create? So that's number three. You want to write down things you like that you're doing. Number four, I would write down things that are going right, quote unquote, right. Again, what is right and wrong? Who's noting that? So again, here I would probably, I'm giving you exactly what I wrote down in my journal. Now I would change it a little bit. So number four, I would make it things that are going well, or no, I would say things that I like in my life right now. So here I would just mention everything that was going right in my life. Again, this is just a little different from number three, because instead of just noticing maybe what I have control of and what my actions and who I'm being and what I like about that, I was noticing more in my circumstance and things outside of me, things that are going well. It's like, well, maybe I had this great job interview at the time, or things that were going well is maybe I was growing in followers. I mean, that's huge, because you could also be growing in followers and maybe having less views on some videos. Where's your focus gonna be on where you're growing and what's working or what's not working? That's gonna make a huge difference to how you feel and later the action you take and the results you create. Number five is three things I intend to accomplish today. I love the word intend here because it wasn't like I have to do it. It's like I'm intending to do this. What I suggest for number five in your journaling practice is to set yourself up for success. You definitely don't want to put like, you know, record 5 podcasts or film 2 YouTube videos or give yourself like, you don't want to be writing here things that you probably aren't going to do. Because again, this is about restoring your self-confidence or creating it. So something that's going to help you a lot here is writing down things that you intend to do that are really likely that you're going to do. This way, you start to develop a relationship with yourself and your journaling practice where, yeah, if I write it down, I do end up doing it. And it does end up happening. If I write down that I intend to do it, it happens. And I do it. So that way, you also start to relate to yourself as someone that you can say what you're going to do and do it, as opposed to saying you're going to do something and not doing it at all, and then not really trusting yourself. And the last thing I would write down in my journal was something I learned from my reading that day. I was also creating a reading habit. I was reading personal development books on finances, on transforming your self-image, changing your identity, a bunch of things, business. So the last thing on my journal, number 6, I would, so this was always after reading for just 10 minutes. It's crazy the difference that that makes in your life. I'm going to make a whole episode on that. But I would write down what I read, like a quick summary of what I learned and how I can apply it to my day. Just writing down how I can apply it to my life or my day did make such a huge difference. And I definitely attribute like my massive transformation in part to this, because imagine every day learning a little new idea or strategy from someone that is living a very powerful life and that you would like to maybe have a life somewhat like them, and you start applying these ideas into your life. This does have a big compound effect long term. Honorable mention, there is an app called the 5-Minute Journal. And that one, I like it. It's what I use now that this journaling practice, it did transform my mind so much. And then I evolved to different practices, maybe started putting my attention in other things I wanted to create because my mind was already at such a beautiful place. So I definitely recommend that app as well. Personally, I would recommend you do this journaling practice first, the one I mentioned in this podcast. I'm going to review all 6 points of the journal right now, just so you can have it clear. So first, you want to make a little gratitude list, 5 things you're grateful for. Second, you want to write down the best thing that happened in the past 24 hours. You want to add detail and emotion. Thirdly, you want to write down things that you like that you're doing, things that you're doing right. Number 4, you want to write down things that are going right or well in your life, things that you like that are happening in your life. Number 5, write down 3 things you intend to accomplish that day. And number 6, write down a reflection of your reading of that day and how you can apply it practically into your life. The 5-Minute Journal, the app, it is paid now. It used to be free. It was free for a few years. That one, I'll leave you a brief overview of why I like it. 1, you can take a photo. It's an app, so you have also a photo of the day. That's very fun, especially if I'm traveling. I can then look back and see where I was that day. It asks you about your mood, so it can help track your mood. And then it asks you 3 or 5 things you're grateful for. The next section is 3 things that would make today great, which that kind of goes with like what you intend to do that day. The next thing is affirmations. I think it's just those three things. And then there's also a nighttime version. So I do like this journal because it does go with this idea of strategic journaling to create habits that are going to support you long term in your mind. All right, so that's my strategy. I want to mention two more things before letting you go. One thing is when I said there is a time and place to let out your negative emotions, again, this is not, I don't intend for this to be a place of toxic positivity where like you need to be positive all the time. And if you think something negative, you're going to start attracting negative things. No, you are a human. You're here to experience the whole realm of emotions. Some feel great, some don't, and it's okay. It's a part of the experience. However, it is just so much greater to have habits and have yourself set up where the default is this like wonderful positive thing instead of the default being all this like pain and internal dialogue that just puts you down. So when is a good time for you to let out the negative emotions? At first, I would just put a lot more intention and effort into creating this journaling habit where you're noticing everything that you like and that you're grateful for. And just know that it's okay if at the beginning your brain doesn't really want to do it, because maybe you're in the momentum towards the other way where it's a lot easier for your brain to notice what's wrong. This doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It's not bad. Maybe it's just not working for you, and what I'm offering right now is a strategy to create something that works a lot more for you. So when do I write down things that I don't like? I do it sometimes. I have a journal. I try to not fill this journal only with the negative things. But yeah, from time to time, maybe like definitely probably once a month because of my period or if something happens at work or in my relationship or something that really bothers me, I do. I get out a journal. I put a 10-minute timer or 15 and I just write. I just let it all out. I don't filter my thoughts. I just write. This is a great way to not only calm yourself down because your brain kind of has to start going at the speed at which you're writing. Sometimes I just write those 15 minutes and then I'm good. Like I really like got it out of my brain because I'm habitually so positive in my mind already. I do end up looking at the bright side for the most part. And sometimes that's it. I just leave the journal. Sometimes I do review the journal and kind of see like what thoughts maybe aren't working for me and I go in and I change them. I can definitely teach this strategy in another podcast. And this is just going to be what works for you. So I'm not going to tell you like specifically only journal the negative stuff once a week. No, you got to find what works for you. Just I invite you to be intentional to do way more of this like gratitude and intentional, wonderful journaling at the beginning as you start to shift your mind. Then you're going to notice your mind doesn't need to write down all this negative thing or doesn't bombard you with so much negativity. Very fun. It was so fun preparing this episode because I looked back at my old journals and I just really reflected on how much my mind has changed. What I shared with you today is such a powerful technique. I totally recommend adding it into your morning practice. It has so many wonderful benefits. By the way, I didn't just do this with journaling. When I really started to transform my mind and I wanted to create a different life for myself, a life I love, I even stopped like talking about things I didn't like in my life to my friends and to people. I remember like there was something wrong in my life. Someone would come and talk to me and I would just immediately bring it up and want to talk about it. Because I thought, you know, I don't know, I'm a girl or that's how we do. That's what we do. We complain. We talk about it. We let it out. Little did I know that was creating more and more of that in my life. And it's crazy when I started to radically just starve that, like not talk about the negative in my life, how much after some time it really did start dissipating and disappearing. Now, I did talk to my therapist about it once a week, like the maybe the stuff that was bothering me, because I know she is a stand for me being powerful and she's going to strategically listen to me. And also my mom, she's a freaking genius. She's so good at helping me just immediately take responsibility and find my power in situations. So that was not only in journaling, I started doing it in every part of my life. It's not this idea where you suddenly have to be quiet and you can't have support from people, but it's being way more strategic with how much time and focus and attention and energy you're giving to the stuff you don't like in your life, because what you focus on expands. Remember, everything I say here is not the absolute truth. If it does not work for you, don't use it. You don't have to feel bad about it. But I do recommend you try this because it worked wonders for me. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much. If you want to practically do this, I do recommend taking on a 21-day challenge. Go ahead and put it on your calendar. Today's your first day, or tomorrow morning. You can set a daily alarm and you just do this for 10 minutes. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Do you have any questions or comments you'd like to share? Let's continue the conversation over on Instagram @EmpoweredExpansionPodcast. See you soon.